Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise. Today is the 27th of May, the 148th day of 2024, with 218 days ahead of us before we reach 2025. Today is Memorial Day, the last Monday in May, a federal holiday to honor and mourn our country's military personnel who died serving in our armed forces. In that sense, Memorial Day is the sort of observance that in Western civilization can be traced back to the Golden Age of Athens, when the Greek historian Thucydides mentions the prominent Greek politician and general Pericles, who has over the millennia since become famous for an expansive eulogy known as the Funeral Oration, in which Pericles purportedly says, "The admiration of the present and succeeding ages will be ours, since we have not left our power without witness, but have shown it by mighty proofs." Indeed, when President Abraham Lincoln in 1863 delivered the Gettysburg Address to dedicate the Soldiers' National Cemetery in Gettysburg, he was drawing on some fundamental features of Pericles' speech, notably an acknowledgement of revered slain predecessors, praising their commitment to democracy, including their sacrifices, and exhorting the living to continue with the struggle. As for us, the living, shall we live well? Shall we live so as to honor the sacrifices the fallen have made? Were they sacrificing everything so that we might be able to celebrate the fullness of life? Catherine Barnett, in her poem Ars Poetica, begins with an epigraph from the 18th century German philosopher Immanuel Kant's Lectures on Logic. "What can I know? What ought I to know, to do? What may I hope? What is a human being?" And then Barnett writes, "To answer Kant's last question, she should take the curtains from her eyes and lay them on the bed. She should stand on her head and dream, empty herself of I. She should walk inside the living and the dead, become some other passerby." More or less on schedule this year in our garden are the initial displays this week of flowering buttercups and lupin, soon to be augmented in subsequent weeks by asters, lilies, irises, and hollyhocks. A fragile stand of ferns in one corner nonetheless continues yearly to double in size, so that once upon a time two plants have over the course of a few years become 16. Beyond the garden plot is a grassy swale visited on rainy days by Mr. and Mrs. Mallard. They waddle about poking their bills into the bottom of the swale to pull up tender shoots of grass. Heavenward, this morning before dawn, this year's Eta Aquarid meteors made a final hurrah, and come Thursday, we'll have our last quarter moon for May in conjunction with the planet Mars. Today in 308, Marcellus I began his reign as the Catholic Pope. Today in 1199, John was crowned King of England after the death of his brother, Richard I. Today in 1937, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco opened to pedestrians. Today in 1940, British and Allied forces began the evacuation of Dunkirk. Today in 1951, Chinese communists forced the Dalai Lama to surrender his army to Beijing. Today in 1958, Ernest Green became the first African American to graduate from Little Rock's Central High School. Today in 1961, American Ralph Boston set a new long jump record at 27 feet and a half inch. And today in 1967, British folk jazz fusion group Pentangle gave their debut performance at the Royal Festival Hall in London. Today in 1923 in Fürth, Germany, Henry Kissinger was born. Biographer Ed Morrow tells us that because of Henry's Jewish heritage, he was beaten by Nazis on his way to and from school. His family fled Germany in 1938, and during World War II, Henry served in the U.S. Army in Europe, becoming a sergeant. After the war, Henry attended Harvard, obtaining his Ph.D. His writings attracted the attention of Nelson Rockefeller, and soon Henry was Rockefeller's foreign policy advisor during Rockefeller's unsuccessful bid of the U.S. presidency in 1968. But those efforts were noticed by Richard Nixon, who brought Henry into the Nixon administration as an advisor and then Secretary of State. Henry Kissinger won a Nobel Prize for his 1973 Vietnam Peace Agreement, which North Vietnam obviously ignored when it went on to conquer South Vietnam. Kissinger once remarked, "The nice thing about being a celebrity is that when you bore people, they think it's their fault." Today is also the birthday in 1794 of American shipping and railroad magnate Cornelius Vanderbilt, in 1818 of American temperance reformer and suffragist Amelia Jenks Bloomer, in 1819 of American abolitionist, suffragist, and poet of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, Julia Ward Howe, in 1837 of American cowboy Wild Bill Hickok, in 1879 of Canadian actress Lucille Watson, in 1884 of Czech-Israeli biographer of Franz Kafka, Max Brod, in 1894 of American novelist Dashiell Hammett, and of French novelist Louis-Ferdinand Céline. In 1907, of American marine biologist and conservationist Rachel Carson. In 1908, of Dutch painter and cartoonist Melle Oldeborita. In 1911, of American Vice President Hubert Humphrey and of American actor Vincent Price. In 1912, of American writer John Cheever and of American golfer Sam Snead. In 1915, of American novelist Herman Wouk. In 1922, of English actor Christopher Lee. In 1925, of American writer Tony Hillerman. In 1930, of novelist John Barth. In 1935, of Miss America Lee Merriweather, of American folk singer, songwriter, and civil rights activist Len Chandler, and of American jazz pianist Ramsey Lewis. In 1936, of American actor Louis Gossett Jr. In 1945, of Canadian folk rock singer, songwriter Bruce Cockburn. And in 1947, of British folk musician Peter Knight. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise. Here's to the 11th week of spring, to the 22nd week of 2024, and to a meaningful Memorial Day.